Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as we begin this last week before the All-Star break here at Hodgetown against the Arkansas Travelers. I'm joined by Billy Corcoran, coming off two fantastic relief outings in a row his last couple times out. Billy, thanks for joining us. What do you think has allowed you to have so much success recently?
Yeah, so I mean, I made a few adjustments in the last few weeks after maybe 2 months of having up and down season, coming off an injury, and you know, it's just working with our pitching coach Gabby and trying to get right. And I think I found a few things that work for me mentally and physically.
Yeah, last year you were in AAA to start the season, but it was a pretty short-lived stay due to injury, as you mentioned. What was your process coming back from a season-ending injury like that heading into this season, and how do you think you've overall been able to recover from it?
It's definitely been a different process. I've spent time on the injured list over the course of, you know, my life, but I've never spent time in pro ball through an injury that took a year to recover. It was difficult, and I'm still working through some things, but right now I feel like I'm the strongest I've been probably in the last 5 years. So it's still a process, but right now I'm feeling really good.
That's great to hear. What are some of those adjustments that you guys have been able to make recently that you think have been able to help you during these last few outings?
One of the big ones is my breathing on the mound. Trying to not just catch my breath, but have a stable inside while I'm pitching and in very stressful moments. It's also a thing where I have to, you know, relax a little bit. I need to have a strong lower body and a relaxed upper half, and that's another thing that I've tried to think about, and those are probably the two biggest things the last few weeks for me.
You've started a lot in your professional career, including 20 in one season here in Amarillo 2 years ago. What's the mentality difference for you between starting and relieving in your current role?
I guess it's a little tweak. It's a little different throwing so far before the game instead of, you know, right before the game and getting right out on the mound. But really, it's, you know, you got to get in there. You got to do the job, preserve the rest of the pen, give the team innings, and set the team up to win, kind of just like starting. So not that big of a difference, in my opinion.
You mentioned your relationship with Gabby, and you are far from the first pitcher we've had on this pregame show that has said that some type of midseason adjustment with Gabby has helped them. What do you think that relationship is like that allows you guys to have this in-season growth?
Well, Gabby's great. He was my pitching coach 3 years ago. He was my pitching coach 2 years ago, and obviously we've been in spring training together, and you know, he has a great relationship with a lot of our guys. So I mean, we get, you know, a lot of time to work on our craft, and fortunately we have him there to guide us.
What's the culture of this bullpen like? Because this is my fifth year in professional baseball, and this clubhouse in general seems closer than any pro ball clubhouse I've been around.
I would agree with that. I would say our bullpen is very tight-knit. We like to joke around, but we also know that we have a very serious job, a very stressful job, and I think we all do a good job of helping each other out through those times.
What do you do just yourself on the rare off day or off time away from the ballpark to try to decompress and separate from this?
In Amarillo, I like to go to the Big Texan on Monday nights, get an 18-ounce ribeye and a baked potato, and usually me and a few teammates go, and that's our Monday night thing.
Nothing more American than a steak, a potato, right?
I didn't think so either.
Billy, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.